Airline. This is Kilo Quebec 4, Lima, Oscar, Oscar. Home, brother man. This is Kilo Quebec 4, Bravo, Golf Echo, Donnie. Hello there, Donnie. This is Tao, Tango Alpha Lima, Tao.
Hey, bud. Enjoying this beautiful weather?
Is it ever beautiful? I wish it could stay this way 364 days out of the year. Snow just one on Christmas.
Agree with that. Most definitely. Yeah, we went out and drove around a little while today and took my wife to go get her car. We had left it at her work. And we took us a nice little Sunday drive. Now we're heading back home.
I'm just sitting out in nature, enjoying the peace and quiet.
Don't blame you, not one bit. Yeah, we're going to go back to the house and hang outside ourselves and just enjoy the beautiful weather.
Thinking myself, because I didn't stop and get a tub of worms and throw a line out in the water where I'm at, but oh well.
Man, what I'd get to be on the lake shore right now. I love me some bass fishing.
Period. I don't care what I catch.
Today, that's the best way to do it. I just sit around and whatever comes, it'll come.
But if I could ever get my truck situation settled down, because I keep having problem after problem after problem after problem. By the time I get done with it, it's going to be a brand new truck. Even though it's 31 years old now. But I'd probably get my boats squared away so I can bring it back out on the lake. Otherwise, I just have to sit on the bank.
Roger that. What's going on with your truck? Hopefully nothing too bad.
Got a water pump issue that I got to keep putting a gallon of water in between, like, every 5 miles. So I'm limited to 5 miles to travel.
Is it leaking at the water pump, or is it leaking from a hose, or have you taken the time to dive into it yet?
I originally thought it was the hose, so I went and bought a lower radiator hose, and I went ahead and bought another thermostat, even though I just had my radiator and thermostat replaced 2 years ago. But I got looking one day, and I didn't see any water on the hose itself, and start looking underneath about where in the semi area of where the water pump is located. So I figure that's what it is.
That's never fun. If you don't care my asking, what kind of vehicle is it you got?
Old school big boy toy, a 95 Suburban 2500 four wheel drive with a 454 in the house and transmission.
Yes, sir. That's a fun toy there. Has it got the barn doors in the back?
Affirmative.
Better with the barn doors, in my opinion. Dang, man. I don't know. I had a 98 Chevrolet years back. I'd done a water pump on. That wasn't too bad. But it's a little harder for me because it's the first time doing a water pump on one of those. Hopefully yours won't be that bad.
It won't cost me an arm and a leg like I'm expecting it to, because I looked it up and there's a few things you got to take off just to get to it, even if you have it on a lift.
And that's a pain. Yeah, hopefully not. And it was good to go ahead and get a thermostat. That way you can just go ahead and replace it while you got it all taken off. That way it's done. You ain't got to worry about that. Yeah, I don't know, man. That's going to be probably a little bit of a bugger. Maybe not if you know what you're doing, you know. Most of the times I end up working on something, it's always the learning experience. It's never nothing that I'm already knowing how to do, or at least it seems to feel that way.
My problem is I got a pretty good idea how to do it. It's just I don't necessarily want to be at the only place I can do it with, and get away with it, well, maybe get away with it without harassment from an obnoxious landlord, let me put it that way.
I can understand it. Yeah, the last landlord I had, it was part of the lease agreement. If it wasn't tagged and it were insured, it wouldn't be in the driveway, and that was kind of a pain. But it is what it is.
I figured I'd just stay local as possible, keep water in it, and until I can get an appointment to get it in the shop and get it taken care of.
Yeah, as long as you keep the water in it, you'll be fine. I don't think it's supposed to get cold enough to freeze anytime soon, so you should be good there. I know it's frustrating, though. I had a truck that had an oil leak, and it was like a quart every month I had to put in. You know, it's not bad. It just gets annoying after a while.
So having a quarter month. Recently, I just had to fix my oil filter pan gasket, and it was leaking a quart like every like 20 miles. So I was like, oh crap! I had to keep putting oil in it left and right, and I was literally doing the James Bond thing, giving the oil slick out the back and the smoke screen at the same time.
Not at all.
Too far.
Yeah, been those roads before. Not necessarily that bad. But that I did have a truck one time. When I bought it, the guy didn't mention it, but I went and filled it up and filled the tank, and next thing I know, I come outside the next morning and I smelled gas a mile away. I said, what's going on there? It leaked out 3/4 of a tank overnight. I said, gosh. So I can only put a quarter tank of gas at a time for its leak.
I had a Tahoe. I missed that truck, too. I mean, I ain't going to lie. I love this truck, too. But I had that Tahoe. I missed that thing. I pulled up to McDonald's one morning on my way heading into work, and all of a sudden I just started smelling gas everywhere, and I just seen it start flowing out in front of me while I'm waiting at the drive-thru. I'm like, what in the world? So I parked it and had it towed over to my mechanic, and it was an actual gas line leak, so they fixed it that day. But good gracious, it was, I probably lost probably about the same amount of gas just while it was sitting there, because it was a full tank.
That's rough, man. Yeah, I don't like that. Especially if the price of gas. Shoot, wow. Yeah, I bought that truck. I bought it just probably in 2013, maybe 2012 when I had bought that truck. But I bought it off this guy. He was the second owner. The truck had records of service maintenance done on it. Every detail down to, it didn't matter if it was an interior light bulb. Guy had the mileage, part number, price paid, all the records. So I was like, this will be a good little truck. Now, it did suck because it came from the factory without power steering, and it was a 1990. So it kind of sucked sometimes driving it, but, I mean, hey, for it to be so well taken care of, and then next thing I know, leaked out 3/4 of a tank, I said, good dog. Well, that sucks.
Like I said, by the time I get done with this truck, it'll practically be about brand new. I've already replaced the radiator one time, the thermostat one time. I've had it a couple of years now. It's got a new alternator, new gasket on the, like I said, the oil filter pan. It's got new rotors on it, and golly, it's got a lot of new things. Let me put it that way. So by the time I get done with it, it should be practically a brand new truck.
The unintentional rebuild or the unintentional restore, right?
Open it.
Well, hopefully now, once you get all that done, you ain't got nothing to worry about, hopefully.
Sorry for the delay. I had to answer Nature's call right quick. But the thing is, there's other things I've been trying to take care of, and I keep having to put it off because something else new arises. I can't remember what the booster's called. It comes in from your power steering pump into the interior, but it's some kind of booster, and it's got a little leak too, so I got to keep putting power steering fluid in that. So, yeah, I've been trying to get that fixed. I've already had my pump replaced, and my, well, at least my gearbox has been replaced, so that's going to have to be replaced too.
Man, that's never fun, and that's how it always seems to go. It's like the things you're trying to take care of, you end up having to put off because of the other crap that you have to do, and then once you get that stuff fixed, something else pops up. It's like a never-ending vicious cycle, as my dad says. It's irritating. I mean, that's like, I worked on an 84 Datsun, and so I'm going to do another motor swap in it whenever I get a chance to do it. But it's like every time I fix something on it, something else would pop up. And it's like, man, I told my dad, I said, I enjoy, you know, working on my little show truck or whatever. But I said, eventually I'd like to drive it more than I work on it. You know what I mean?
But like I said, I hope this girl, I call her Big Blue, I hope she appreciates everything I've been putting into it. I mean, she should be practically brand new. I guess at some point I'm going to have to go ahead and preemptively do the head gasket, get it replaced preemptively, and probably my timing belt and everything else. I don't know if it's got a belt or a chain, I guess, to be honest with you. But just go ahead and preemptively do all this stuff and get it over with. And I really, 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 my main goal is I want to get my other vehicle on the road. And there ain't really nothing wrong with it. It's just that at the moment, this is my primary vehicle, but I got to get new battery, tires, and a new dash cover for my other vehicle, and that's it. But that's going to take time to put all that together, too, if you know what I mean. But crap, it's
kind of
frustrating.
Sir, I can agree with that. On that little Datsun I had, it blew a head gasket on me. Long story short, the motor that was in it, it threw a rod bearing, so I was like, well, I'm going to just go buy a truck with the same engine, and I'll just buy a cheap, beat up truck and pull the engine out of it if it runs. Well, I ended up finding a truck, picked it up, drove it around for like a month, and I told my dad, I said, that motor in that truck is strong. I said, let's go ahead and swap them out, and that way I'll have it that one. I drove it twice and the head gasket blew. I went to replace the head gasket, and I was like, Dad, since we got all this pulled out, I said, I'm going to go ahead and clean this block up and try to clean up this engine bay a little bit since all the stuff is out of the way. My dad jokingly said, if you take all the gunk off, you expose all the leaks. And I just laughed and said, well, Dad, anything I can lick, I've done took off. No sooner I got that thing back on the road, the power steering hose busted and sprayed all over that engine block. And I said, I'm just going to leave it. So mad.
Car to sit that's been sitting there. I haven't had insurance or tags on it in a few years now. It's just been sitting in the yard. Just about every single thing on that vehicle is new. Just about every single thing. So it's practically brand new. It just really needs a paint job other than the other minor details I was telling you about.
The question is which one to work on? Which one to work on? This one or that one? Yeah, man, it's a never-ending vicious cycle for sure. Well, man, I hope you get your situation fixed there, and Hopefully it won't hurt the wallet too bad, but I'm about to destiny. So I'll say 73s and good luck on your vehicle there, and you enjoy this wonderful day and some nice peace and quiet. This is KQ4BGE saying 73s, and I'll be clear on your final.
KQ4BGE, I really want to get that car back on the road. The only problem is with me not doing that is I cannot tow a trailer or my boat with it. So that's the only reason I've been driving this as my primary for the most part. Anyway, I'll be standing by monitoring KQ4LOO. Good talking to you, Donnie. KQ4LOO is standing by, mobile and monitoring.